Shenayim Sivches Hamisareach B'chotzer. Person who's a guest in the chotzer. The question is, he's considered one of the partners in this chotzer. Hamisareach B'bayis B'fnei Atzma. Even though he is all by himself in his house. So for this Shabbos, he's using that house. Hamisareach Derekeva Elo L'shloish Yom Apachos. He was visiting there for 30 or less days. Eino Oisav Nechotzer. It was a very great house, Kavua. And he is there for less than 30 days, then he is not considered a member of the Chotzer, and they do not have to include him in the Erev. They could use his house, they could use their house. Mishnah Berurah brings, though, that if he's constantly coming, because he never stays for more than 30 days, there are opinions that are machmir. Says Ramah, one person lives there permanently, and there's three apartments that are used for people that just go there for short periods of time. Even so, they do not ask it, because he's kavua and they're not. If they're all guests, then they're equal status. If we don't say because he's a guest, he's not considered living there. No, he is dwelling there. Just a guest in respect to a permanent dweller, we don't take him into account. But if they're all equal status, they do answer one another. So now this is how, let's say, a motel or something like that. Even though they're all there for a short period of time, but if you don't have the Baal HaBayis living there, then they would need an Erev Chatzeiros. Says the Ramah, Ve'eino Yehuda Misarech Ayin L'Kamen. We'll see later on about a guy who's a guest.